Hello, this is 5 Minutes with the Prophetess in the beginning, episode 05. And we are going for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold. And you know that we're going for Genesis chapter 1. So in Genesis chapter 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens, the heaven and the earth. And then we went into what Message Bible, how he puts it very beautifully. He said, first this, God created the heavens and earth. All you see, all you don't see. So all you see is earth. All you don't see is heaven. And apart from that, all you don't see is the spirit realm or the invisible world. And there is so much about the invisible world, because there are, do you see wind? We don't see wind. We don't see air. We don't see them. Yes, good. So now let's get back into what we're saying, because I tried to talk about the Einstein theory of special relativity and instead of giving you what was very simple that everybody could understand, I gave you the theory as it was. But it doesn't matter. It is good that you get it that way. So when I break it down, you know what I mean? Because I'm sure that people are very scientific, and then someone said, no, I mean, Prophetess Olivia, that's not how, the real thing to say. Please, I'm just making a point. What is the meaning of bringing Einstein into this? Is there any big deal about it? Yes, there is. Why is it so? Look at the Bible. The Bible was written on first book of the Bible, about 3,600 years ago. But of course, it was passed on orally, till it was written down as a complete book of a Hebrews book. And it was a, remember, Hebrew book, the Old Testament, Jewish book. The Old Testament was the Torah. It's completely a Jewish book, okay? So it was passed on orally. Now, the thing about this, what I'm talking about in Genesis, is that I mentioned time, space, matter, and distance, because creation cannot function out of time. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That word, in the beginning, you can replace it with time. Time began. And when time began, immediately, you know that matter will come. M-A-T-T-E-R. Then space. Then matter comes with distance. Listen, amazingly, look at a book that was written for that long. Scripts that were written for that long. And yet, they were able to put up what Einstein and all these other figures could use to calculate a lot of things that we have in our world, to be able to show us the distance of the sun, the moon, the stars, and all that. It is these things that they used. How could the person was writing at that time, if they pass it orally from that time, almost 4,000 years ago till now, who could have thought of it? It is amazing that when God starts Genesis, in the beginning, beginning means time. And who else is out of time? None of us. Everybody is within time. Only deity could function out of time. So it is amazing. That's why when I saw Einstein's theory of special relativity, I thought, imagine that over 4,000 years ago, the person was writing Genesis could bring out the things that scientists will use to calculate. Because when he talked about in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Heavens and earth. Earth, yes, matter. Then he begins to tell you about the space and all that happened, the firmament. I mean, space, yes. He's talking about space. Then he talks about matter. I mean, matter is anything that has got weight, isn't it? So he's talking about stones, he's talking about animals, he's talking about the sun, then the cosmos. It's amazing. Who else could have thought of this? Very, very important. So that's why I brought in the Einstein bit, but I'm trust that you're getting the import of what I'm saying. Oh, you are blessed. You are blessed as you're learning about this. It's opening your eyes and it gives you clarity. As you read the Bible, you are so blessed. Please come back for more.